Good morning, church. We're going to be reading out of 1 Corinthians 15 today. We're going to consider the first, or the, actually, we're going to consider verse 50 to 58. This is the word of God. Now I say this, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the corruptible inherit the incorruptible. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. For this corruptible must put on the incorruptible, and this mortal must put on the immortality. But when this corruptible puts on the incorruptible, and this mortal puts on immortality, then will come about the word that is written. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Now the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Well, good morning, and I'm happy to say that I won't be preaching this morning. we have one of our friends from Guerrero, hermano Galo Alejandro Silva, who is going to be bringing us the Word of God this morning in Spanish, and so I'm going to try to put it in English. No puedo traducir de mepa en inglés.
Okay.
Entonces. ¿Ya estabas?
Sí.
Bueno. Nuevamente, buenos días.
Once again, good morning.
Un gran privilegio y una responsabilidad poder estar aquí.
It's a great privilege and responsibility to be here.
El exponer la palabra siempre es una responsabilidad.
Because sharing the word of God is simple, is always a responsibility.
Pero también un gran privilegio que solo el Dios Todopoderoso nos da.
But also it's a great privilege that only our all-powerful God gives us.
Quiero leer en mi lengua materna el pasaje que vamos a meditar el día de hoy.
And I would like to read in my home language, the passage that we are going to study this morning.
Primera de Corintios, capítulo 15, versículos 57 y 58.
It's 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 57 and 58.
¿Se lee así en nuestra lengua?
It sounds like this in our language.
Munuma la ana lurina niri mangalu mamanyu sabuneki lu Jesucristo y kango andio. San la punando kayala. Agua jugukua la kami satnia makula. Unimashu kunyahu ana lu. Numurindu ya maripugi do numunyahu rinuni. Nainu ana lu. Lo puede leer usted en inglés.
Sí. Okay, in English. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
En este tiempo he estado orando al Señor desde que le conocí.
And I've been praying to the Lord since I knew him.
Y una de las preguntas que me he hecho,
and one of the questions that I've had,
¿por qué debemos de dar gracias a Dios?
Why should we be giving thanks to God?
Pablo aquí está hablando de la resurrección.
Paul here is talking of the resurrection.
Y al conocer al Señor, lo primero que trajo a mi vida es nunca dejar de darle gracias.
And since I was saved, one of the first things that came to my life was I should never quit giving thanks.
Pero antes de llevarlos a cuatro puntos que quiero compartir,
but after understanding these four points that I am going to be sharing,
quiero compartirles un poco de mi testimonio.
I'd like to share a bit of my testimony.
Vengo de una familia destrozada con el alcohol.
And I come from a family that was destroyed by alcohol.
A la edad de 12 años, mi papá se suicidó.
When I was 12 years old, my father committed suicide.
Año antes, se suicidó mi mamá.
A year before that, my mother committed suicide.
Yo recuerdo que en casa eran muchos problemas por el alcohol.
And I remember in my house there was a lot of problems because of alcohol.
Y esto los llevó a ellos a terminar en este mal.
And this led them to end their lives in this way.
Uno como niño todavía piensa uno que solamente la muerte es la salida.
And as a child you think maybe only death, it's the only exit, the only way out.
Yo pensaba eso.
And that's what I thought.
Tiempo después que mis padres mueren,
and a little bit after my folks died,
salgo de la montaña y me voy a vivir a la Ciudad de México.
And I left the mountain, I went to live in the city of Mexico.
Viví en la Ciudad de México por 9 años.
And I lived for 9 years in Mexico City.
Tenía idea de que existía un Dios.
And I had an idea that God, yes, existed.
Pero viví mi vida como yo la quería vivir.
But I was living my life the way I wanted to live it.
Hasta que un día el Señor en su misericordia y en su gracia,
until one day the Lord in His grace and in His mercy,
permitió que a través de un accidente yo le conociera.
Permitted that by means of an accident I came to know Him.
Trabajaba en una maquiladora donde estibábamos tela muy alto.
And I worked in a maquiladora. Ayuda.
Paquetes de telas donde estiba.
Okay. Textile mill. Gracias. Yeah, it's not one of my everyday words. yeah, right. But things were stacked up really high.
Y como siempre he sido un poco delgado.
And
un poco delgado.
And I was a little skinny.
Entonces me mandaban hasta la parte más alta.
And so they sent me to the very highest level.
Y hacíamos escalas para tirar los paquetes de tela.
And they had ladders to throw up these packets of textiles. Okay, yeah, cloth, yeah.
Y un descuido de eso, me caí.
And just a little accident and I fell.
Perdí el conocimiento, me llevaron al hospital.
I lost consciousness. They took me to the hospital.
Cuando yo reaccioné, vinieron a mi mente dos preguntas.
And when I came to consciousness, two questions came to my mind.
Y la pregunta fue, ¿en dónde hubiera despertado si yo hubiera muerto?
And one was, where would I have awakened if I had been killed?
Y la segunda pregunta fue, si yo llegara a casa de Dios, porque todos pensamos que vamos a casa de Dios.
And I thought, okay, and if I arrive at God's house, because, you know, we all think we're going to go to God's house.
Si Dios me preguntara, o Jesús me preguntara, ¿por qué debo de dejarte entrar a mi casa, Galo?
If Jesus were to ask me, why should I let you into my house, Galo?
¿Cuál sería mi respuesta, Dios?
What would be my reply to God?
Yo no tenía una respuesta.
I didn't have a reply.
Me dieron de alta del hospital y yo seguía con esas preguntas en la mente.
And they let me out of the hospital, but this question kept revolving in my mind.
Necesitaba una respuesta.
And I needed an answer.
Llegué a casa y le compartí a mis hermanas porque vivía con ellas en la Ciudad de México.
And I went home and I shared this question with my sisters because I lived with them in Mexico City.
No me dieron ellos una respuesta.
And they couldn't give me an answer.
Yo dije, en Guerrero voy a encontrar una respuesta.
And so I thought, maybe in Guerrero I can find the answer.
Mi hermano, que es pastor, o fue pastor.
My brother, who is a pastor, who was a pastor.
Él estaba trabajando en Tlacuapa.
He was working in Tlacuapa.
Yo decía, ahí voy a encontrar una respuesta.
And so I thought, there is where I'm going to find the answer.
Me fui a Tlacuapa, a la montaña.
And so I went to the Tlacuapa in the mountains.
Llegué y le conté a mi hermano lo que había pasado y la duda que yo tenía.
And so I when I got there, I shared with my brother what had happened to me and this question that I had.
Tomó la Biblia y me dijo, aquí vas a encontrar las respuestas a tu pregunta.
And he took a Bible and he said, here is where you're going to find the answer to your question.
Yo no sabía que era la Biblia.
I didn't know that this book was a Bible.
Le dije, ¿dónde voy a leer?
And I asked, where should I read it?
El Evangelio de Juan y Primera de Juan.
He said, the Gospel of John and First John.
Cuando empecé a leer el Evangelio de Juan, fui entendiendo lo que Dios tenía para mí.
And when I read the Gospel of John, I started to understand what God had for me.
Pero cuando llegué a Primera de Juan, capítulo 5, versículo 12.
But when I got to 1 John chapter 5, verse 12,
fue cuando Dios tocó mi corazón.
That was when God touched my heart.
El que tiene al hijo tiene la vida.
He who has the son has life.
El que no tiene al hijo no tiene la vida.
And he who doesn't have the son doesn't have life.
Desde ese momento el Señor cambió mi vida y me ha llamado a su ministerio.
And from that moment the Lord entered my life and he called me into the ministry.
Año y medio después el Señor me llama a prepararme en el seminario en Córdoba.
And a year and a half later God called me to prepare me in the seminary in Córdoba.
Desde que obedecí el llamado del Señor, han sido momentos muy difíciles en la vida.
And since I have obeyed the call of the Lord, I have encountered some very difficult times in my life.
Pero Dios ha sido tan bueno conmigo.
But God has been so good to me.
Y por eso quiero compartir estos cuatro principios bíblicos.
And that's why I want to share with you these four biblical principles.
¿Por qué debemos de dar gracias a Dios?
Why should we give thanks to God?
Primeramente debemos de dar gracias porque nos ha rescatado de la esclavitud del pecado.
First of all, we should give thanks to God because he has rescued us from the slavery to sin.
Debemos de dar gracias porque nos ha resucitado de entre los muertos.
We should give thanks to God because he's caused us to be resurrected from among the dead.
Debemos de dar gracias porque nos ha dado un don inefable.
We should give thanks to God because he's given us an unspeakable gift.
Debemos de dar gracias porque nos lleva de victoria en victoria.
And we should give thanks to God because he leads us from victory to victory.
Entonces, al meditar en este texto, me llevó a eso, que debemos de dar gracias a Dios porque hemos sido rescatados de la esclavitud del pecado.
And so, we start out with reading our text here, that God has rescued us from our slavery to sin.
Todos nacimos con una naturaleza caída.
We all are born with a fallen, sinful nature.
Una naturaleza pecaminosa.
It's a nature that's naturally sinful.
Todos nacimos con un... Somos expertos en pecar.
You know, we're all experts in sinning.
Esto significa que tenemos un problema muy grande.
And this shows that we have a really big problem.
Y este problema solo lo puede resolver Jesucristo.
And this is a problem that only Jesus Christ can solve.
Romanos 6, 17 y 18 nos dice que de esto, que creímos por lo que Dios ha hecho en nosotros.
And in Romanos
6:17-18.
Okay, in Romans 6, 17 and 18. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says, ¿qué dice?
Nos dice que hemos sido rescatados por la fe que creímos en él y por la justicia de Cristo.
And we see that we've been rescued for the faith that we have in him and by the life of Jesus Christ.
El Evangelio cuando llega a nosotros nos salva de la esclavitud del pecado.
When the gospel comes to us, it rescues us from the slavery to sin.
Pero solamente ha sido a través de la muerte de Cristo.
But that's only because of the death of Christ.
El hombre sin la muerte de Cristo va a condenación eterna.
A man who doesn't enter into this death of Christ goes off to eternal condemnation.
Gracias a Dios, a usted y a mí, Dios nos ha rescatado de ir a condenación.
And thanks to God, He's rescued you and me from this condemnation.
Y mis amados hermanos, todo ser humano está condenado a muerte, dice la Biblia.
And my dear brothers and sisters, every human being is condemned to it's condemned. Yeah.
Pero gracias a Dios, nosotros que hemos creído en Cristo, ya no vamos a condenación.
But thanks to God, those of us who have believed in Jesus Christ are not destined to condemnation.
Y por eso no debemos de dejar de dar gracias a Dios.
And for this, we should never cease to give thanks to God.
Porque a través de ustedes y a través de nosotros podemos rescatar a aquellos que van a condenación.
And because by means of you and by means of me, we can rescue, God can use us to rescue others who are on their way to condemnation.
Algunos de ustedes oran, dan, y otros van.
And some of you pray for us, you give to the ministry, and we can go there.
Dentro de esto quiero compartirles un testimonio vivo que Dios nos permitió experimentar.
In regard to this, I'd like to share a live testimony that God allowed me to experience.
Saliendo en las misiones, visitábamos las misiones de Tlacuapa.
Okay, going in missionaries, we were doing mission work near Tlacuapa.
Un lugar que se llama Llano Verde.
It's kind of named Green Valley, Llano Verde.
Nos hablaron de una familia que estaba enferma, de una señora que estaba enferma.
And so we went to the family of a lady who was sick.
Me dijeron, ¿quieren ir a visitar a esta familia?
And so they asked me, you want to visit this family?
Le dije, sí, ¿en dónde vive?
And so I said, sure, oh, where she live?
Aquí luego abajito, dice.
Oh, okay, here... down the slope.
empezamos a caminar y no llegábamos.
And we started to walk, and we kept on walking. We didn't get there.
Caminamos hora y media.
We were walking an hour and a half.
Por fin llegamos a una casa donde me dijeron que vivía la señora.
And finally we got to the house where they said that this lady lived.
Llego y hablo y sale una señora de edad.
And we got there and we saw that she was an older lady.
Le digo, aquí vive esta señora, el nombre que me habían dado.
Okay, and they said, yeah, this is where this lady lives, whose name they'd given me.
Me dice, no.
And we asked about that and they said at this house, no.
Ella vive allá abajo de la orilla del río.
And she says, no, she lives further down on the shore of the river.
Volteo a ver a los hermanos con los que iba y yo les dije, ¿qué hacemos?
And so I turned around to the brothers and sisters who come with me and I said, hey, what are we going to do?
Entonces le dije, ¿usted tiene una hija que está enferma?
And they said, do you have a daughter who is sick?
Me dice, sí.
Oh,
el nombre que me habían dado no era el nombre correcto.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we asked at the house, do you have a daughter that's sick? And they said, why, yes. You see, the name that they had given me wasn't the right name.
Me dice, sí, vive en este cuartito que está acá.
And they said, yeah, lives in this house that's right over there.
Mis amados hermanos, cuando yo entré a ese cuarto...
And brothers and sisters, when I entered into this house,
era una mujer viva pero muerta.
It was a woman who was alive, but she was dead.
Cuando entro y la saludo,
when I entered and I greeted her,
las uñas las tenía así de largas.
And her fingernails were that long.
La piel de su carne caían como escamas de pescado.
The skin of her body was just falling off like fish scales.
Yo me acerco y la saludo a la orilla de su cama.
And I went over and I greeted her there at the side of her bed.
Me dice, aléjate, no te pares ahí.
And they said, oh, stay away, don't stand there.
Le dije, ¿por qué?
So I said, why?
No me di cuenta que a la orilla de su cama, ella, perdón por decirlo así, pero allá a la orilla de su cama, ella hacía del baño y todo su necesidad.
I didn't realize that there at the side of the bed, she used that area for a bathroom and everything.
Solamente lo tapaba con ceniza. Sí, sí.
Yeah, they just put ashes over it.
Sí, por eso ella no quería que yo me parara ahí.
And so that's why they didn't want me to stand right there.
Le hablé del evangelio.
And I shared the gospel.
Dios obró en su vida en ese momento.
And God worked in her life in this moment.
Nos escuchó.
She listened to us.
Ella estaba postrada en cama.
She was laid out there in her bed.
En una condición muy, muy triste.
In a very, very sad condition.
Todos terminamos de compartir el evangelio y regresamos.
And so every one of us finished sharing the gospel with her and we went back.
Nadie de los hermanos decía nada.
And none of the brothers and sisters with me said anything.
Caminando como media hora.
We're walking an hour and a half. Or half an hour.
Yo volteo ver a los hermanos y estaban llorando.
I turned around to see the brothers and sisters with me, and they were crying.
Me dijeron, hermano, ¿qué podemos hacer por ella?
And they said, brother, what can we do for this woman?
Les dije, no sé.
And I said, I don't know.
Solo sé que podemos llevarle el evangelio.
All we can do is bring her the gospel.
Gracias a Dios. Seguimos visitándola.
Thanks to God, we kept on visiting her.
Dios ha obrado en su corazón y recibió a Cristo tres veces después que la visitamos.
And God worked in her heart and she accepted Jesus Christ the third time we visited.
Hermanos, la gente está muerta sin Cristo.
Brothers and sisters, people are dead without Christ.
Hay gente viva físicamente, pero espiritualmente está muerto y va a condenación.
They're physically alive, but they are spiritually dead without Jesus Christ.
Esta señora ha resucitado para muerte eterna.
And this woman was raised up from the eternal death.
Porque todos nosotros hemos resucitado, vamos a morir, pero vamos a vivir eternamente.
Because all of us who believe in Jesus Christ have been raised up with Him. Although we die, we are going to live eternally.
Lo segundo que quiero compartir es esto.
The second thing I want to share is this.
Hemos resucitado de los muertos, dice Pablo.
Paul says, we have been raised from the dead.
Pablo en el capítulo 7 de Romanos dice, miserable de mí.
Pobre
de mí.
Yeah, sure. Paul, in chapter 7 of Romans, he ends it saying, oh, miserable me.
¿Quién me librará de este cuerpo de muerte?
Who's going to liberate me from this body of death?
No solo éramos esclavos del pecado.
We are not only slaves to death. Sin.
Estábamos muertos en nuestros delitos y pecados.
We are dead in our transgressions and sins.
Efesios 2:1.
That's Ephesians 2:1.
Dice que estábamos muertos en nuestros delitos y pecados.
It says we are dead in our sins and transgressions.
Espiritualmente muertos.
Spiritually, we are dead.
Eternamente muertos.
Eternally, we are dead.
¿Merecíamos la muerte?
We deserve the death?
Sí, hermanos.
Yeah, sure.
Es lo que dice la Biblia.
That's what the Bible says.
Romanos 6:23.
Romans 6:23.
Porque la paga del pecado es muerte.
Because the wages of sin is death.
Todo ser humano en la montaña o en las ciudades merece muerte.
Every human being, whether they're in the mountains, whether they're in the city, deserves death.
Pero gracias a Dios que nos ha resucitado a ti y a mí, nos ha dado vida.
But thanks to God, He has raised up you and me. He's given us life.
Ahora tenemos vida y vida en abundancia.
Now we have life and we have life abundantly.
Y tenemos que llevar esa vida de Cristo a aquellas personas que están muriendo.
And we have to bring this life to people, other people who are dying.
Hermanos, ustedes lo están haciendo al apoyarnos a nosotros para ir y llevar el Evangelio de vida.
And brothers and sisters, you are helping us to go to others to bring them this life in Christ.
Por eso no debemos de dejar de dar gracias a Dios por ustedes y por toda su iglesia.
And for this, we never should quit giving thanks for you and your whole church here.
No saben el impacto que ustedes están haciendo al orar y al dar para que nosotros podamos ir.
You don't have any idea of the impact you have for your prayers and for your giving to send us out.
El evangelismo tiene que avanzar en las montañas.
God, the evangelism has to continue, go on in the mountains.
Nosotros solamente obedecemos un poco de lo mucho que Dios ha hecho con nosotros.
And we can only obey a little bit of the many, many things that God has given us to do.
Al traducir la palabra de Dios en nuestra lengua.
To translate the word of God into our own language.
Eso ha impactado a la vida de las personas.
This has brought a great impact to the lives of people there.
Les comparto lo que Dios está haciendo con la traducción de la Biblia en nuestra lengua.
I want to share a little bit about what God has done through the translation of the Bible into the Mepa language.
Ahora en el verano.
Now in summer.
Salimos a compartir el evangelio a los niños.
We went out to share the gospel with children.
Y regresamos después de 2 semanas fuera de casa.
And so we came back to our house after a couple weeks away.
Me habla uno de los hermanos que iba a hacer el culto en su casa.
And one of the brothers said that we're going to have a service in his house.
Me dice, mañana el culto va a ser en mi casa, hermano.
He said, tomorrow we're going to have a service in my house, brother.
Y quiero que usted predique.
And I want you to preach.
Le dije, ¿está bien?
And I said, okay.
No pude dormir toda la noche por estar estudiando.
And I couldn't sleep all night because I was studying.
Pero Dios habló.
But God spoke.
Le pregunté, ¿por qué va a ser el culto en su casa, hermano?
And I asked, why are we going to have the service in your house, brother?
Me dice, mi suegra está muy enferma.
And he said, it's because my mother-in-law is very sick.
Y nosotros la tenemos en casa.
And so we have her at the house.
Llegó el domingo, tuvimos el servicio.
And so we got to Sunday, we had the service.
Dimos el mensaje.
And we gave the message.
Después del mensaje, nos invitaron a comer.
And after the message, they invited us to eat.
Pero yo sentí una carga en mi corazón.
But I had a burden in my heart.
Y le pregunté al hermano.
And I asked the brother,
¿dónde está su suegra?
Where is your mother-in-law?
Está allá dentro en el cuarto, me dijo.
And he said, she's inside my bedroom here.
¿Le han hablado del evangelio a ella? Le dije.
And I asked him, have you talked with her about the gospel?
Me dijo, no.
And he said, no.
Ella no quiere saber nada del evangelio.
She doesn't want to hear anything about the gospel.
Le dije, ¿puedo pasar a verla?
And I asked, can I go in there to see her?
Me dijo, adelante.
And he said, go ahead.
Habían dos hermanos todavía que se quedaron y me acompañaron.
And there were a couple other brothers who had stayed, and so they accompanied me.
Entré y la saludé en nuestra lengua y empecé a platicar con ella.
And so I entered and in our own language I started to chat with her.
En ese momento se me vino a la mente lo que dijo Nelson Mandela. Lo que dijo Nelson Mandela.
So.
No. It came to mind when Nelson Mandela said. Mm-hmm. It came to his mind when Nelson Mandela said.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Right. It's now coming to my mind, too. Okay. It came to my mind what Nelson Mandela said.
Si tú le hablas a la persona en su lengua materna,
if you speak to somebody in their heart language,
le va a llegar al corazón.
It's going to enter their heart.
Pero si le vas a hablar en su segunda lengua,
but if you talk to them in their second language,
le va a llegar en la mente.
It's going to enter their mind.
Le empecé a leer los pasajes en nuestra lengua a esta señora.
And so I started to read these passages in our language to this lady.
Le leí Juan 1:12.
I read John 1:12.
Le leí Romanos 10, 9 y 10.
I read Romans 10, 9 and 10.
Le leí Primera de Juan 1, 9.
I read 1 John 1, verse 9.
Porque ella pensaba que solamente al sacerdote tenía que confesarse.
And because she thought that you should do your confession just to a priest.
Cuando terminé de leerle los pasajes, le pregunté.
And so when I got through reading these passages, I asked her,
¿sabe usted a quién tiene que confesar su pecado?
Do you understand that you have to confess your sin?
Le dije, no es al sacerdote.
And I said, it's not to the priest.
Aquí dice que tiene que ser a Cristo.
Here it says you have to confess to Christ.
Me dice, sí, yo entendí eso.
And she said, yeah, I understood this.
Entendí lo que le hice. Dice que no tengo que confesar mi pecado al sacerdote, sino a Cristo, a Jesús.
Yeah, I understand. It says that I don't have to confess my sins to a priest. It's to Christ.
Le dije, ¿quiere hacerlo? ¿Quiere confesar su pecado al Señor?
And so I said, do you want to do that? Do you want to confess your sins to Christ?
Me dijo, sí.
And she said, yes.
Gracias a Dios, ella recibió al Señor.
And thank God she received the Lord Jesus Christ.
Se entregó a Cristo.
She committed her life to Christ. Yeah, se entregó.
Hace 3 días, ella murió.
3 days later, she died.
Ayer en la mañana, la sepultaron en Tlacuapa.
Yesterday, in the morning, they buried her in Tlacuapa.
Antes de venir, yo fui a visitarla.
After she was saved, I went to visit her.
Y le dije, si no la vuelvo a ver aquí, la voy a ver en casa.
And I told her, if I don't see you here, I'm going to see you there.
Hoy lo que me llena de gozo y le doy gracias a Dios es eso, que un día la vamos a ver en casa.
And now it just fills me with joy that one day I am going to see her in His house.
El tercer punto es porque Dios nos ha dado un don inefable.
And the third point is that God has given us an unspeakable gift. It's something you can't even express.
Segunda de Corintios 9:15.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 9:15.
Dice que nos ha dado un don inefable.
Here it says that let's see how 9:15 is translated.
Segunda de Corintios 9:15.
Yeah, 9:15, sí. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Yes.
La palabra inefable en Dios habla hoy dice un don tan grande.
In one translation in Spanish it says it's a gift so great.
Es tan grande que no tenemos palabras para expresarlo.
It's so great that we don't even have words to be able to describe it.
Hermanos, es inexplicable.
It's something we can't even explain.
¿Cómo es posible algo que va a condenación, algo que está muerto, Dios le da un regalo tan grande?
How is it that God gives to somebody who is headed for condemnation, who deserves condemnation, and God gives them a gift so great?
Y nos lleva a vida eterna.
And He brings us to eternal life.
Es algo inexpresable, hermanos. No hay palabra para expresar lo tan grande que Dios nos ha dado.
It's something you can't express. There are just no words to be able to tell how great this gift is.
Cuando volteamos y vemos nuestra condición, solo nos queda decir gracias.
When we turn around and we look at the condition that God has rescued us out of, all we can say is thanks.
Hermanos, es un don indescriptible. No hay manera de describir lo tan maravilloso que Dios es.
Brothers, it's a gift that's indescribable. There's just not words, not a way of expressing to others how great this gift is.
¿Cómo es posible un Dios santo, tres veces santo, fijándose en algo muerto?
How is it that our God, who is holy, 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 can even look at something as rotten as we are?
Y ahora me dice, te doy vida y vida en abundancia.
And he says, I'll give you life, and I'm going to give you life in abundance.
Es como dice Efesios 2:8, un regalo inmerecido.
And it's like it says in Ephesians 2:8, it's a gift that we don't deserve.
Pablo le dice a Timoteo en 2 de Timoteo 2:1, esfuérzate en la gracia.
Paul says to Timothy, la referencia otra vez.
2 de Timoteo 2:1.
And 2 Timothy 2:1.
Pablo le dice a Timoteo, esfuérzate en la gracia.
He says, grow in grace. Strive in grace.
Tenemos que permanecer en esa gracia, hermanos.
We have to stay in this grace.
Cuarto y último para terminar.
Okay, fourth, and it's our last point before quitting.
Gracias a Dios tenemos la victoria a través de Cristo.
Thanks to God, we have victory because of Christ.
Primera de Corintios 15, 57 y 58, donde dimos lectura.
Okay, here where we had our scripture reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58.
Gracias sean dadas a Dios que nos da la victoria por medio de Cristo. Solamente es por medio de Cristo.
And it says, thanks to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this victory is only through our Lord Jesus Christ.
La resurrección es la victoria espiritual que ha sido obtenida para nosotros.
And this resurrection is the spiritual victory that Jesus Christ has obtained for us.
Y es aplicada a nosotros a través de la resurrección de Jesucristo.
It's applied to us because of the resurrection, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
La victoria que él tuvo sobre el pecado y la muerte.
It's the victory that he had over sin and death.
Es la misma victoria que Cristo nos ha dado a nosotros ahora.
It's the same victory that Jesus Christ has given to us.
Pero solamente es a través de Cristo.
But it's only through Jesus Christ.
A través de eso podemos ser firmes y podemos ser fructíferos en la obra del Señor.
And it's because of this that we can maintain ourselves firm and we can be fruitful in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yo le digo a los hermanos y a mi esposa.
I tell our brothers and my wife
que Dios es un Dios que cumple hasta antojos.
Okay, that God is a God who fulfills our desires.
Antojos.
Antojos, sí. Mande?
Wishes,
okay.
Cuando mi esposa se embarazó de mi primer hijo,
my wife was pregnant with our first child,
estábamos sirviendo en una iglesia en un lugar que se llama Ciénega del Sauce.
We were serving in a church in a place that's called La Ciénega del Sauce.
Dicen que cuando se embarazan las mujeres les dan antojos. Yo no sé qué es eso.
And they say that when a woman gets pregnant there, they give her wishes, huh?
Entonces, mi esposa, lo que es en estos meses de agosto, septiembre y octubre, es muy difícil el acceso allá para salir a comprar.
And it happens that for the weather, it's difficult in the months of August, September, October to leave that place to go and buy other things.
Los hermanos nos daban despensas para vivir, para comer.
And so they gave us what we needed as far as eating
Pero ese mes ya no pudieron salir a comprar y surtirnos.
And so, but this month they couldn't even leave that place in order to buy anything to give us some household goods.
Entonces, ya no había despensa en la casa.
And so we didn't have like food in the house.
Y mi esposa me dice, hoy no tenemos que almorzar.
And so my wife said, well, we don't have anything to eat breakfast on today.
Quedaban unos tomates y unos chiles.
We had a few tomatoes, a few chili peppers.
Teníamos maíz y ella echó tortillas.
Yeah, well, we had some corn, so we made tortillas.
Entonces yo le dije, mi mamá hace años nos daba de comer, hacía la salsa en el molcajete y mojaba la tortilla y nos los daba.
Okay, and de veras, ayúdame. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just. Yeah. Mortar and pestle, ground up. Uh-huh.
And then she would give us that sauce with the tortilla.
Oh, con tomate y chiles. Yeah, she ground up the tomato and the chili and the mortar, and you could dip your tortilla in it.
Le dije, eso vamos a almorzar.
And she said, okay, that's what we're going to have for breakfast.
Pero dos días antes, ella me dijo que tenía antojos de pata de chivo con frijoles.
But 2 days earlier, she said that she had made a wish she would like to have some goat meat with beans.
Y yo dije, no puede ser.
And I said, no way.
Esa mañana, hermanos, nos íbamos a sentar para desayunar.
Okay, and so this morning when we sat down in order to eat,
cuando escucho que hablan afuera,
I heard a voice from outside.
Hermano, dice, vengo a visitarlo.
And the voice says, brother, I've come to visit you.
Le dije, sí, pásele, hermana, vamos a almorzar.
Yeah, and I said, sure, brother, come on in. We're just going to have breakfast.
Me dijo, contraté peones, busqué gente que me ayudara.
Okay. Él dijo.
La hermana dijo que buscó gente que le ayudaran a trabajar.
Oh, okay.
Peones.
Yeah. Sí. Yeah. And this brother who came says we're looking for folks who can do some work.
Preparé mucha comida y no vinieron muchos peones, me dijo.
But he said we fixed a lot of food, but not a lot of workers came.
Así es que me sobró comida y le traigo este topper de comida.
And so we had food left over, so I've got this Tupperware container here full of food.
Aquí se lo paso a dejar.
And so he left it there with us.
La hermana se fue, siguió al campo.
And so the brother left, went to the field.
Le digo a mi esposa, pues abre a ver qué es para almorzar.
And so I said to my wife, okay, open it up. Maybe it's something we can eat.
Cuando ella abre el topper,
when she opened this Tupperware,
se quedó parada y le empezaron a caer las lágrimas.
She looked at it. She started to cry.
Era pata de chivo con frijol.
It was goat meat with beans.
Por eso le digo, Dios es tan bueno que cumple antojos.
And so, this is why I say God is so good, He even fulfills our wishes.
Hermanos, ese es el Dios que predicamos. Ese es el Dios en que creemos.
And this is, brothers, this is the God that we preach. This is the God in whom we believe.
Nuestra obra en el Señor es fortalecida a través de la victoria de Cristo.
And our work in the Lord is sustained by the work of Jesus Christ.
Y por lo tanto, nuestro profundo agradecimiento a Dios debe de ser constante.
And so, our deep-felt, heartfelt gratitude to God is something that should be constant.
Esta es nuestra vida de gratitud a nuestro grandioso Dios.
And this is our expression of gratitude of our great God.
Nunca nos cansemos de dar gracias a Dios porque esa es la voluntad perfecta de Él.
And we should never cease and get tired of giving thanks to God, because it's the perfect work that He is doing.
Y nuevamente, gracias por todo lo que hacen por nosotros.
And so, once again, thank you for all the work that you are doing for us.
Que Dios reciba la gloria y la honra.
May God receive the glory and the honor.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Amado Señor, en esta hora te damos gracias.
Beloved Lord, in this time we give you thanks.
Gracias por ser quien eres con nosotros.
Thank you for being who you are with us.
Gracias porque siendo nada nos diste vida.
Lord, thank you because not doing anything in this life.
Gracias porque estábamos muertos y nos diste vida y hoy tenemos vida eterna.
Even though we were dead in this life, that you have given us eternal life.
Gracias por tu regalo tan grande, Señor.
Thank you for this gift so great, Lord.
Y permítenos seguir siendo una iglesia que lleve ese regalo maravilloso a la gente.
And help us to continue to be a church that brings this great gift to others.
Gracias por este privilegio de poder ser tus hijos.
Lord, thank you for this privilege of being your children.
Gracias porque nos das la victoria a través de Cristo.
Thanks for giving us the victory by means of Jesus Christ.
Señor, te agradecemos.
Lord, we are thankful to you.
Por ser tan maravilloso y tan bueno.
For being so marvelous and so good.
La gloria y la honra sea para ti aquí en la montaña y en donde sea que nos permitas estar.
And may glory go to you here where we are in the mountains, wherever we happen to be.
Te agradecemos en Cristo Jesús.
And we, so we thank you in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.